And good morning. We're live on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. We're being goofy hat. Someone decided to put a hat on me today. And today I want to talk about, what are we talking about? Career. Scheduling for career growth. And Eddie just wanted to stare in the camera. Hi, Ed. So he's staring in the camera there. And happy post-holiday, everyone. Hope you enjoyed your holiday. Want to remind everyone, I still have spots available for veterans who served and first responders if they're looking to get an IT and learn about Agile. There's a 6-month, like for 5 people, 6 months, get a half hour a week, get to do the OKR program, which I'm going to talk about a little bit today, and see if we can help grow your career in the Agile IT world. So with that, I want to talk about today about scheduling for a career is listening to the Happy Engineer podcast. And he made some interesting things. I wanted to share some takes on that from an Agile perspective, a Scrum perspective on how you can do that too. As well, it's not a bad idea. So welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Here's our co-host Eddie over here wearing a goofy hat on a very serious topic on our Grow Yourself 241 Tuesday, where we want to 10X your career, 10X whatever we do, and bring more value to our customer, because that's part of our mission, bringing more value to customer, not working extra hard to do it, and to have a little fun along the way. Not that we're having fun today. Are we having fun today? No, no fun today. Somebody's off and it's got a lot of energy here. We got Goofy. It looks funny with the eyes. You got to show the eyes. They can't see you. They can't see you. Now they can see you. Okay. So one of the things he suggested, and there's a lot of details, and if you really want to up your career, definitely listen to the Engineer Happy Engineer podcast. You might even want to join his program because it sounds like he really helps engineers grow.
Which program?
Happy Engineer program. A podcast. You know, podcast. I listen to podcasts.
Why do you listen to any kind of podcast?
Because I like to listen to see what other people have to say, because they all have good, valuable information to absorb if you have the time. So one of the suggestions was schedule some time during the week to work on your career. We schedule for everything else. We plan everything else that we have in our... Okay, thanks, Ed. Ed's being goofy. So we do planning for our work, planning on our calendar, planning for meetings, quarterly planning, stuff like that. And what he actually suggested was actually put in your calendar 30 minutes a week to work on your career, to think about your career. Where do you want to go? So the idea is that every week you would spend about 30 minutes, you would spend some time on your career, and that's how you get there. Because if your career is an afterthought, you'll never make to whatever goal you have for your career is. It's a good point. And one of the things I wanted to bring back, since I did offer that opportunity for veterans for some free training, free coaching for 6 months, it includes our OKR program. And one of the things I tried to do, everyone has these masterminds, but I don't know necessarily they're directional nor where they're focused and where they want to go. So one of the things we did with our mastermind is set it up so that you involve OKRs, where you put your quarterly goals in there and you work every sprint. We break it down in sprints to work towards your quarterly goals, whether it be career, business, whatever they might be, so that you can grow. So the idea of taking his idea of putting your career stuff every week, our OKR program, you put it in every sprint. Now, how many things you do in that sprint is up to you and what you want to goal. We might talk you down from overcommitting. Like, I like to overcommit a lot, and sometimes I need to talk myself down from that. Sometimes you need to focus. What is it? What's the real value of it? And we go through that process with our OKR program. So I thought it was an interesting idea. If anybody wanted to try it, you listen to his podcast. And he talks about putting your career as a calendar add to your Outlook calendar. So every week you look at what do you want to do for your career? What's your focus? Maybe you do it at the beginning. My recommendation is do it at the beginning of the week so you can plan what might you be working on to grow your career, and you methodically grow your career. And like anything, so many people, oh, I won't write this down. Well, if you don't write it down and track it, you're not going to get it, right? Unless you're super focused. And if you're super focused already, then you don't need this stuff, right? You're already there. So, and we're all not there. We all need to focus. I need to focus on it too. So I wanted to share that to you as a combination of what he was suggesting for looking at your career every week. Put a half hour in your calendar. I added to it by saying, making it a part of your OKR. Tracking the sprint, whatever your sprint is, whether it's a week, a 2 week, a 3 week, or a month long sprint, however you want to do it. We do know from a Scrum perspective, we like the shorter the better so we can practice it. And in there, put your career goals. So you work on them every week. So if you combine his idea with the idea of OKR, so every sprint, every week, you address and you look at what you want to do working on your career. And we have Mr. Goofy over here. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for the entertainment and the fun factor on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. With that, I want to wish you all the best. Good luck in your careers. We'll be back tomorrow. Didn't do a Metric Monday episode yesterday because we were still coming back from camping. I think we were all pretty tired, right, Ed? Uh-uh. Yeah, right, Goof. You weren't tired. You slept. He slept all day Monday in the car. So I guess he wasn't tired. Anyway, have a great time. We had a blast hiking. Eddie took us on a 3-mile hike and killed everyone. So that was great. We had lots
including
of fun.
Including Jerry.
Jerry was tired too. And have a great week. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm going to give you another item kind of related to this topic. I was also listening to Ed Milet show, combining the two and to another idea I have for your teams that you can share and offer to help them progress and move that needle forward and what they get accomplished for the week. With that, have a great day. Thanks, veterans. Thanks for everyone who died in service to the country and to do good. With that, take care. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Bye. See ya.